At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
On 2UE.
An extraordinary motion picture.
Movies with Dale Sinder.
The critics described it as brilliant.
There he is. G'day, Dale.
Good morning, George.
Hello, Dale.
G'day, Paulie.
Now, the first one is Reese Witherspoon, okay, and it's called Hot Pursuit.
Yeah, look, she was nominated for an Academy Award this year. She ends up doing something like this straight afterwards, which is primarily a buddy film between her and Sofia Vergara. In this film, Reese Witherspoon is a cop. She comes from a line of cops, very proud of her father, builds up the fact that she used to ride in the back of his patrol car. So when she becomes a cop later on at the San Antonio police, her over-eagerness is constantly getting in trouble, particularly with the mayor's son in one particular case. Then she ends up being a bit of a desk jockey. But it's being a woman, one of the few women in the force, that gets her back in the field to help keep a drug kingpin behind bars. They need to transport a guy, a crook, Vincent Lareska, and his wife, Sofia Vergara, to Dallas. And they need a woman present to escort, particularly the wife. So when her and another cop turn up to transport these people, there's a shooting, some masked men come in, kill the male cop and the husband. And so it ends up being a bit of a buddy film with Sofia Vergara and Reese Witherspoon trying to evade not only the crooks, but crooked cops as well.
This sounds like the least likely Reese Witherspoon movie I've ever heard of.
Look, she does comedy well,
this is comedy, isn't it?
Oh, it's definitely comedy. Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a drama.
No, it's a goofy comedy that doesn't quite work because it's got some cringeworthy comedy in it.
Let's give it a score and move on.
I'll give it a 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10, yeah.
Oscar winner, and Oscar nominee.
We won't be going to see that.
I'm glad we found that out.
Now, Jurassic World. Now, I've heard both really good reviews and other reviews really bagging it. So where do we sit?
I really liked it. But it's the story-wise, it's 22 years after all the kerfuffle from Jurassic Park where Richard Attenborough was trying to use dinosaurs or cloning dinosaurs to set up a park. And now it sets up that it's a fully fledged park. It's been in operation for years because technology is fantastic. Loads of dinosaurs everywhere, including petting parks. But it revolves around two boys who are going to visit their aunt, who's the operations manager of the park. So it obviously follows their particular story. And she's too busy to see them, so she ends up bobbed off to an assistant. They get lost in the park when things go wrong. Now, the big thing here is the fact that even though dinosaurs are a fantastic thing, after a while it gets a little bit flat, so the ticket sales of the park are, just going a little bit flat. So they come up with a new dinosaur. They use genetics of using part of a T-Rex along with a whole bunch of other stuff.
They build a monster.
They create Indominus Rex, which is a hybrid between a whole bunch of things. And, of course, it gets loose. So
Dale, my problem with this is I've never heard of one person in it, not one.
Ah, yes. Well, Chris Pratt is he's a huge star at the moment. He was in the Guardians of the Galaxy recently, was a huge hit. He comes from TV, but he's making these films, which he's just a huge actor at the moment. Bryce Dallas Howard, you would have seen her. She's the daughter of Ron Howard, who was in things like The Village and what have you. She's a good actress. You'd know Vincent D'Onofrio. You know him from TV and all sorts of things.
You've named all these movies Paul hasn't seen.
I'm just sitting here shaking my head.
And I got to say, I haven't either.
No, nor has George.
The funny thing is, you'd know them if you saw them. I mean, if Irfan Khan was the Life of Pi as the older version.
I didn't see that either. All right, what's the score on this?
Look, I'd give it an 8.5 out of 10. It is chock-a-block full of special effects and dinosaurs.
Let me ask you one question before you go. I've seen Jurassic Park. Would I really want to go and see this one? I mean, or have I already seen it?
No, look, this one is derivative of a whole bunch of films. It's not perfect. It's got scenes you've probably remade, even things from Aliens where all the security guys are knocked off. But it is just a big popcorn film that is loads of fun to watch, and you don't take it seriously.
I don't eat popcorn.
Must be seen on a big screen,
All
I
right.
believe.
Thanks, Dale.
Good on you, fellas.
Yep. Well done, Dale. Bye.
Hot Pursuit with Reese Witherspoon sounds like a real turkey. Shocker. 3 out of 10. Jurassic World. We've already seen Jurassic Park. I don't think I'll go and see it. Are you going to go and see it?
Don't think so.
Don't think so. No. 8.5 out of 10. Dale loved it. You can tell he really liked that. So there you go.